Support for Perspectives comes from Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, seeking justice for the injured, victims of fraud, whistleblowers, employees, and investors in the Bay Area and nationally for over five decades. Online at lchb.com.
Hey, it's Glenn Washington from Snap Judgment. And if you love what you're hearing, and I know you love what you're hearing, please consider becoming a KQED member. Get special access to cool events, behind-the-scenes footage, and so much more. Plus, you'll sleep better at night knowing you did your part for the community you depend upon. It's in you. Please be in it. Visit donate.kqed.org/podcasts to sign up now. That's podcast with an S. Thanks.
From KQED.
73% of all the people I interviewed thought chipmunks were the cutest of all rodents. And nearly 90% of those folks over the age of 60 thought of Alvin when they heard the word chipmunk. The word means good-looking rat. No, not really. I made all of that up. Chipmunk is from the Algonquin language group of Eastern North America and means animal that goes down tree head first. Now that's true. And they are pretty darn adorable. The Eastern chipmunk is very common and the only species found east of the Mississippi. But California is the center of chipmunk biodiversity. We have 13 species. And the real chipmunk ground zero is the Sierra Nevada. Driving from the Bay Area to Mono Lake, you go through the territory of the Sonoma, the yellow pine, the long-eared, the shadow, the lodgepole, the alpine, and finally the least chipmunk in the Great Basin Desert. The species look very similar. All have stripes to their head and along the sides of their body and very long tails. Whereas the larger golden-mantled ground squirrel, also found in the Sierra, only has stripes on the side of its body, not on its head. Chipmunks thrive in campgrounds, eating dropped scraps, but of course also hunt for seeds, fruits, insects, and even bird eggs. They also forage underground, digging up fungi like truffles, and in fact are responsible for the survival of these choice edible mushrooms, which can no longer rely on air to disperse their spores. At high elevation, the alpine chipmunk stores enough food to last the winter. It doesn't hibernate, it just goes into a deep sleep and occasionally wakes up, pees, grabs a bite to eat, and then goes back to sleep. One of the things I have common in chipmunks was discovered by researchers carefully monitoring the inside of the burrows. Apparently, we are both fastidious housekeepers, and I like truffles as well. This is Michael Ellis with a perspective.
Support for Perspectives comes from Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, seeking justice for the injured, victims of fraud, whistleblowers, employees, and investors in the Bay Area and nationally for over five decades. Online at lchb.com.
Hey there, this is Brittany Luce from NPR's It's Been a Minute. KQED's podcasts like The Bay, Bay Curious, Mind Shift, Right Nowish, and more all tell the stories of the Bay and beyond with reliable, human-centered journalism. They aim to inspire, make you think, entertain, and expand your understanding of the place you call home. Here's how you can support podcasting at KQED.
Showing your support is easy, and you can join Brittany in supporting KQED Podcast too at donate.kqed.org/podcast. That's donate.kqed.org/podcast.